There's a place in the world for the angry old prez and the self-contradicting garbage that he says. He's the world's smartest man, he can do any task better than all the experts you doubt him, just ask. And he sits in a house where the East Wing is gone and the resolute desk what his trophies sit on. And he's never earned one of them, angry old prez. A statement or two from the angry old prez. He can tweet 20 tantrums while we're in our beds. When reporters ask questions, he'll always refuse. Insult them and their networks and call them fake news. He denies his misogynist racist attacks, but they're always directed at women and blacks. And he can't keep his mouth shut, the angry old prez. During his campaign the other year, he faked the gunshot to his ear. The gunman said so little blood, he healed so quick. He was at the dinner for the White House Correspondents' Corps. Another shot to let him sell his ballroom shtick. And there isn't a place for the angry old prez. And don't look at his close-up in 4K high-res. He's got orange foundation on most of his face and a scraggly bird's nest that won't stay in place. And the press corps in cabinet smiles as he sits, either falling asleep or just taking a shit. And he thinks that we think he's a nice guy, young prez. Conservatives would really thrive with Project 2025. They think the Constitution is a royal pain. Oil barons, high-tech sharks, and crypto-fascist oligarchs support the prez and trust his quickly fading brain. And there isn't a place for the angry old prez. And you can't trust a single damn word that he says. All his people are evil, they're trying to exhaust all of us. If they do, our democracy's lost. And the press corps pretends that the wacko means well. He's an agent of chaos, he'll blow us to hell. Get the nuclear codes off the angry old prez. But we might have a Hague for the angry old prez.